Welcome back to Party of Two, Roll of the Dice.
The podcast with two players, zero dungeon masters. That's right, there are no DMs here. With nothing more than an oracle to guide us, we build our story, our characters, and our world as we go.
I'm Natasha, playing Helavit Fahak, known as Lou, a mountain dwarf warlock, looking to help those she can and change some fates along the way.
And I'm Sam, playing Lesroth Darius Arvandor, also known as Ro, Bardic Prince of the Kingdom of Lumenor, trying to escape a destiny that was forced upon him.
Join us as we continue our story by following the roll of the dice. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Pot Rod.
Yeah, welcome back. I have no idea what we did last time because I have a bowl of mush for a brain.
And I'm just heavily caffeinated.
We're leaving Ship's Haven, went and followed the River of Glass into the Black Forest, where we faced our fears. Anyone remember what we fought?
We fought creepy, spooky skeletons who sloughed off their skin that sent their bone bags after us to try and eat us.
Yeah. And then a big, slobbery mouth monster.
Oh, yeah. I had nightmares about that.
It gross. Was gross. But
thanks,
honestly,
Natasha, for that nightmare.
Yeah, you're welcome. All of the things were dead relatively quickly before they could do any big serious damage. So that is great. Now
is
we are... I mean, do you want to go back and have a rehash of that fight?
No.
No. I'm good.
Okay. We followed the river some more until it led to the waterfall that Obsidian Falls is named after. And made our way behind the waterfall where Genji made a new little friend.
Oh yeah, that's right. His name is...
Gyro.
Gyro.
Gyro the rock dog. Well, he's not a dog, but he's acting like a dog.
Is he acting like a dog, though? I thought he was acting like something that was unsure what it needs to do and or unaware of its sentience.
Sounds like a dog.
Like it's cursed to exist and it doesn't know why and it doesn't know how to act.
Okay, fine, it's a hamster.
There, that works better.
Perfect.
I have a rock hamster.
Rock lobster. All that will be said about that. And why do you have a rock dog thing?
Well, I believe I tried summoning my god to come and assist us into entering into Obsidian Falls's secret door that we couldn't find. And I believe my god of creation appeared before us in the shape of this little rock being and apparated himself in front of us and had a little interaction with Ro.
He did. Because Natasha described him as a Zeus-looking guy, and whenever she describes someone as Zeus, I'm like, you're my enemy, and I know you're not a good man. And was I proven right? Yes, because he's so full of himself and lost in his own... hubris would be the word, right?
Ego.
Yeah, all yeah. Those things.
Yeah, yeah. And threatened my friends, and I instinctively started to drain from him without my knowledge. And the only person to notice was Herschel. Thank goodness to try to snap me out of it so I didn't cause any more damage, and now I have horns.
Oh,
and I touched the circle that nobody else could touch because of the old ancient magics that not even the god of creation could get through.
And opened you opened the way.
And that's where we left off, here at a cave that's just been opened by weird magic that Prophecy Boy has opened up. What's everybody doing?
Ro is looking odd, tilting his head like he's trying to listen to something.
Genji looks over at you. See, I told you you could open it. You just had to believe in yourself. What?
And I turn away from the door and I'm looking at our little Gyro friend.
He's just following me around as I walk around in circles. Is there something wrong with my little buddy?
He's in a little bit of pain.
Oh, do you think he's hungry?
No, it's more like a emotional aspect.
He needs a hug. I'll come down and give him a hug. Do you feel better now, little buddy?
Gyro is, for those who don't remember, we've made a much cuter picture of what he looks like. Let me re-describe him for you. He has the body of a crab, but he's like a centaur and has a human torso and head coming off of that, and he's very small. So he's a little rock crab centaur thing.
I'm still hugging him.
Okay.
He's creepy, but I'm still going to give him a hug.
Are you doing like a full-on hug? Or just
I'm doing a full Genji embrace where I'm bending down to attempt to pick up this rock thingy and give it a big old bear hug with my manto wings swirling around him, hoping that my embrace will make him feel a little happier.
As you hug Gyro, he freezes.
Pat him on the head.
And then after your little pat, do you say anything?
You're okay, little buddy.
Thought for sure you were just going to repeat your go-to mantra for making people feel better.
Yeah.
As you pat him on the head and speak to him, he just relaxes. And there's almost a little shudder as his little rock fists cling on to the little bits of your fur and your clothes.
I'm going to pull out one of the bottles of whiskey that we've stored in our backpacks. And I'm going to be like, do you need a drink, little buddy? Here, have some of this. It'll make you feel better.
No.
Gench, I don't know. He's not even like 10 minutes old. We probably don't need to start the booze.
They gave me holy water when I was like 3 days old, and I thought it was okay. Although that probably explains a lot, doesn't it?
Holy water? Gench, what kind of holy water did they have there?
I don't know, but when I'd had a couple sips of it, it made me just feel right as rain.
The vodka?
I think they... It did taste a little bitter.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound great. Well, let's maybe hold off on giving Gyro liquor quite yet.
Oh, okay. Take a sip of it first, cork it back, stick it in my back. But do any of you guys want some?
No, I'm good. I think I need a clear head for this.
Okay.
As I'm just like looking at Gyro, I walk over to him. Hey, little buddy, I know you didn't ask for this and you don't understand things, but if you let me try, I think I can make things a little better for you.
Gyro turns to look at you, and because he's just this little monstrosity, he has human arms, but does he...
I'm down like to his level and I do have my hand out.
But he also has crab legs, but also two crab pinchers on the front. He's
disgusting.
Got a lot.
He's got a lot of limbs.
He's got a lot of limbs. All of this was born of just a rock. He's got some stuff to deal with. But he looks over and will come over closer to you.
I outstretch my hand just a little bit more to make sure that he knows it's okay.
Talk to him, but like, it's okay, man. Ro's a pretty good guy. He's going to help you out. You can trust him.
He's going to reach back with one of his human limbs to hold on to Genji's hand.
Mm-hmm. I will hold on to him, slowly stroking his hand for comfort.
Yeah, as he gets closer. He's getting closer, but he's still very scared. So, like, his little crab pinchers are, like, they're clicky, but he's not actually attacking you. You just tell that he's irritated or nervous. Like, he's got feelings going on.
As soon as his hand touches mine, a little ribbon of gold energy comes out and wraps around his. And his existential worry is gone, and now he has more of a light, happy feeling of his existence is to basically be Genji's buddy, his best friend.
Oh, at that point in time, I'm going to pull Gyro around and look at him and see that his demeanor has changed, see that he's mm-hmm. got more of a I guess, a pep to his sense and just give a big hug again. Be like, see, I told you Ro would help you. He's an awesome guy. Do you want to come help us, like, explore this cave with us?
Cave.
You want to come see a cave?
Gyro looks at you, nods, and as you're re-saying cave, he opens his mouth to mimic you.
I can't fix that.
Oh, we're going to have to work on that, my dude. Oh, you're going to be fun at parties. Yeah, you're going to be good. You're going to be good. I think Gyro is a great name for you. Are you able to change your form? Or are you just like forever this like little weird rock thingy?
The existential dread that Ro has taken away from Gyro comes flooding back with a new question
he
was unprepared for.
I broke him. I don't mean that you're not perfect the way you are. I was just wondering if because you were created by the god of creation, maybe you have the ability of alter creating yourself. Wow, that was some really intelligent thoughts.
No, but this is a little weird. I'm still connected to the power.
Gyro, settling down a little bit, looks at you, sees that you kind of like desperate. Do you desperately want this to be true?
That he can change?
Mm-hmm.
No, just curiosity.
Okay.
I've never seen something be created from nothing other than the concept of me. It's like anytime I've ever seen creation, it's been you take one thing, you take another, you put it together, and science happens. That makes sense to me. The way that I was created was magic. Magic confuses the crap out of me. Seeing something created in the same way as me is just like, so what else can happen with this? Is there the capability of, like, if you're capable of changing, does that mean that I can change as well? So it's almost like I'm putting my own thoughts and desires for myself on this little rock.
On this little rock.
This little rock doggy now. That's why he's your best friend.
Well, he might be a rock doggy. That depends on what happens.
Rolled so high on that insight check for you. I was like, he's a little rock man. And like, whatever, I'll just give it a flat roll. He rolled a 19. So he's picking up your feelings pretty intensely as the newfound best friend of Genshi. So he just backs up a little bit and you can see his little claws clicking a little more. And he closes his eyes really tight and goes, and he farts a little bit.
You know what? You're perfect just the way you are. We're going to have so many adventures, you and me.
Hey, Gensh, Herschel leans over. You're going to have to tell everybody that you've got crabs.
Ro just falls over laughing.
I look over at Herschel. Wait, you didn't know I already did?
What?
Nothing.
Ro is snorting on the ground, kicking, wheezing.
Lou, I'm gonna need so much soap. And razor.
Oh, I think you're gonna need more than that, buddy. Anyways.
Burn the forest down and start over.
Hey, Ro, do you know how to use acid?
No.
Oh, well, something to consider.
As he's just banging on the rocks.
Well, we got our cave open.
Should we
go see what's inside? What are we feeling about this place? It's spooky. Is it like completely like dark inside? Like completely pitch dark?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Walking into this cave, you are walking into a void.
I might be able to help with that. Like I said, I don't know what's going on, but I'm still connected, which is unusual.
I'm going to like take a couple steps into the cavern and just kind of peer around.
Okay.
Look at everything.
Bear with me. All right. I've never done this before.
It's pretty cool in here.
Can I
have some light. And it gets darker outside.
Hey, I can see even better now. This is awesome. Thanks, Ro.
Ro?
Can you guys see? I can see. It's a little gray, though.
Yeah?
Turn the lights on outside. Lights off outside.
Well, at least it's only in a little bit this area versus, you know, out there as I point and you can see the sun shining on the other side of the waterfall.
I think it's the middle of the night, so it's not sunny. Or it's getting close to night.
Fine, the moon glare.
Just because of where timeline was with our last episode.
Stickler.
I am.
Specifics.
You can see the moon glow. Is that better?
Better.
Outside versus in this area, which was lit up.
Well, I don't know about you, but it being full-on dark outside, this close to that creepy-ass forest, and not knowing whatever else is going on, I feel a little bit like we should just go in the cave.
I'm good for it. Do you guys need a torch?
Lou's gonna look over at Ro and squeeze your hand. Ro, how you doing?
I'd be lying if I didn't say that I'm going through a bunch of different emotions all at the same time. But at the same time, I feel like I picked up some asshole's major pride, and I think I can barrel through this.
Okay. Feeling all right? Good. Then here we go. And she's just going to try to herd people into the into the cave.
Oh, I'm already in the cave.
Like, you were already there.
I'm already in the cave. I got Gyro behind me. We're both sitting there staring at the stones.
Inside the cave, it is incredibly dark. As you're walking, you can hear every footstep, and it's echoey. Like, it's a big, empty chamber. Genji, you have dark vision?
Yes.
Lou has dark vision. So does Herschel. And does Ro?
So do I. Yeah, Ro has.
Cool.
Ro's
we're all fine.
Ro has dark vision, yes. 60 feet.
60 feet as well for Genji.
Same for us.
Also, as Genji's walking, he is being loud as hell. He's echoing off of everything that he touches. He's walking into the walls and he's like stroking it and just talking very loudly. His footsteps are falling exceptionally loud.
Like he's trying to make a lot of noise on purpose?
No, he's just not being exceptionally quiet. He doesn't think that there's a concern, so he's just trotting along.
Okay, as we're walking into this cave, perception checks from everybody.
No, you roll a perception check.
I'm gonna roll two of them. Calm down.
That's a six.
I got a 12.
Cool.
Do you want me to roll for Gyro?
I mean, sure.
Ooh, you got a 12 on the die. We'll just call him a flat roll.
Yeah. Okay, so
I think me and Genji should go explore the cave so Herschel, Lou, and Gyro can have a conversation.
No. However,
hey, Ro, come look at this.
Truthfully,
ooh, shiny.
Ro, Herschel, and Gyro all got the same perception. So you guys will notice Lou's perception wasn't that much higher, but three of you all notice shifting shadows. It looks like further in, there's pillars, big stone pillars in this area, and it seems like there's some sort of shadow moving right along that 60-foot distance, so you can't quite make out what is over there.
Does it look like there's a lot of them or just a couple?
Oh yeah, Genji doesn't know. Yeah,
Genji's
sorry.
Got no idea.
I'm distracted by rocks.
Yeah, you have a lot of rocks going on. But Lou will notice. I will have her notice something different. You all notice the shadows moving ahead of us. Lou notices, hey guys, behind us, the cave is closing in. And before any of us can make it to the exit, it has closed up and we are locked inside.
Boo.
I'm okay with that, because I just presume that Ro could probably just open it again.
There's no spot for me to put my hand.
There wasn't before, either.
Well, maybe if you just touched the wall, you could just make it open again like you did last time.
Well, it closed for a reason, because I guess people aren't supposed to be in here.
Well, I guess that means we only got one way to go.
I mean, we could just stay here for the rest of our lives. How does that sound, guys?
What are we going to eat? I mean, we did get a lot of food from you know, the hall before we left Ship's Haven, but I don't think we can live off whiskey alone.
Life gives you lemons you can make, and Bro moves his hand and he creates an apple. Damn it, I wanted a lemon. Here.
I take the apple. Ooh, nom, nom, nom.
Is it an actual apple or is it an illusion apple?
No, it's an actual apple.
Okay.
Do I gain HP from that?
Yes, die 4.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm still hurting from last time. Ooh, a 4.
This place is not ideal for the rest of you, I guess, but Lou looks around and starts studying the stonework. Honestly, this feels like home.
So, Herschel, did you see those things up in front of us?
Because I don't want to worry anybody else. All
I could see was shadow, but there's something there for sure.
Okay.
And then, because he is a paladin, and he just doesn't ever use his stuff, I'll act like we're playing D&D. And he is going to use Divine Sense.
Ooh.
To see if there's anything in this area. But again, that goes 60 feet. So he walks a few steps forward before he triggers it, knowing that that shadow had been just out of sight. And as he's walking forward and he triggers this ability, you see him freeze for a second. Who's there? There isn't like a words response, but why don't you go ahead and give me another perception check?
It's like we're playing D&D and the DM hates us. 15.
16.
This time, everybody will hear like a scraping across the ground and a
Oh, it's a snake.
I'm not a fan of snakes.
Me either. They're kind of gross.
I'm pulling up a thing because I was not prepared, even though I made this shit up. Okay, sorry, continue.
Again, she's going to walk up beside Ro. Do you think there's something in here that's not good for us to be around?
I don't know, but there's only one way to find out. And he just charges towards where he heard the noise.
I'm going to charge up beside Ro. Gyro, make sure you follow, but stay like 20 feet behind us.
As you get closer to the shadows, a torch on the wall lights up. And then another. And then another. You're in a very big hall. What we thought was just this one little room, you can see is actually an antechamber. The space inside is massive. It's like lighting down a very big hallway, all flickering on progressively until the whole space is lit.
Are there any like insignias or carvings on the wall or anything that would depict any murals or any imagery?
There are things on the walls. They are runes and not something that is immediately recognizable, but if you wanted to give me a history check, I could tell you if you know about them or not.
I will give you a history check. That is a 16.
Good for Lou, and even worse for Herschel.
I got a 21.
16 and 21, those are both very good rolls. You both will recognize these symbols. You've seen them a lot, and they're on a lot of old ruins in this world, on a lot of old manuscripts. Genji, you will recognize them a lot from the book you got.
I was just about to ask, seeing those runes, I'm going to pull out that book that I got from Cat Lady's shop, and I'm going to start flipping through the pages until I find some that I recognize. And I'm going to make a intelligence check to see if I'm... Yes, 19. Looking at it and knowing that Ro is now starting to do some weird magic-y business, I'm going to run over to Ro with the book and be like, hey, Ro.
Yeah.
Does this make sense to you? And I'm going to show him the book that are like depicting the same runes that are on the walls and in the book.
You had a 21 on your roll, so yes. The book Genji has is starting to make sense. The part he's opened it to is talking about, because it's like it's a spell book that he's got. So the page he opened to is talking about the combination of the underlying forces of the universe and how the combination is what creates magic and how a little of this one and a little of this one will get you different results. It looks like there are only really three of these main forces that this book is talking about. And those are the symbols that you're seeing a lot on the walls as well. Because you had so much tutelage for being a prince and for eventually having such a high status in this world, in your country, you had a million classes, all of them probably very boring. And even if you fell asleep in history class, parts of it still stuck in there. You'll recall that some of the stories about the mythos of how the world was created, things people talk about but don't seem to really believe, just a fun story to tell, are that there once were three sisters before anything in the universe existed, just these three, called the Weavers. And the three Weavers were the three things that fundamentally made up the world. And because of them, creation was born. And creation made the world. And parts of these forces are active in everything going on in the world. Those forces are magic, known as Taika, soul, known as Rei. I'm sorry, not Rei, Rai. And entropy, known as Hara.
At this point in time, I'm just going to give Ro the book. Be like, I think you can use this more than I can, buddy.
That's rude. There's no purpose for this book.
I'm going to pull a Natasha. I'm going to read the book from cover to cover, and I'm going to need to know everything that's in the book at all times.
Perfect. I'll figure it out eventually, but right now, you don't have time to read that book because you hear a voice right behind you, behind all of us. Well, what have we here? Who's in my lair?
A group of adventurers! And Ro flips around.
Behind us is a gigantic snake. If you are classifying this in D&D terms, a large monstrosity size snake. And as you look at it, the face, it wrong.
It's just wrong.
It's not like any snake you've ever seen, and we've seen Herschel's mom, who is part snake. This creature, it's like a cobra sort of expands out.
Is it like the Jafar snake?
A little bit, yes. But then, at the very, like, face, it's a human face. But it's still green and scaly.
Wow. No offense, dude, but you're...
big?
Yeah. And scaly.
I mean, I thought I was different. What's your name?
The snake will... This is not useful for a podcast. I can't describe that.
Slither. Slytherin.
Yeah.
She's making lots of arm, like,
gesticulations. It's not helpful.
Gestures.
For audio only.
You're just
going
to have to make it up if you know what a snake does.
Yeah, like, most of the snake is coiled on the ground, and then there's the part that's up in the air and it's moving in S waves, you know, bobbing around like a snake do.
It's like the peddler, when the peddler's settling and they're trying to get the snake to come up out of the wicker
basket.
Yeah,
like a snake charmer thing. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. The snake's gonna look over at Ro and say, well, it's not very nice.
Yeah, Ro, that's not nice at all.
And then the tail curls around Genshi.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. I was the one that said something. Leave him alone.
The snake continues to look at Ro. Who are you?
Well, my name is Luzrov Darius Arvandor, Prince of Luminor. But my friends can call me Ro, and if you're going to be mean, we can't be friends.
I'm going to do a backflip out of her tail.
Okay, go ahead and roll me an acrobatic.
18.
All right. You successfully get out, but as you are leaving, you get 10 HP back.
10 HP back?
10 HP back.
Oh, she done do heal me.
She done do heal you.
Thank you, Snake Lady.
Names mean nothing here. As she gets closer to eye contact with Ro, and then glances over again, she, you're welcome.
Hi.
I know it's not an easy path to get here.
I was the one who opened the door.
Oh, I see. She will circle around us all and then start slithering further into the chamber.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Come on, Gyro, let's go. Start walking down the path.
Lou's going to glance over at Ro. Is this the guardian thing?
Probably.
Turn back and look at you guys. We can't go that way, so we got to go this way, so we might as well follow her.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I can die by a snake or end the world, so it can't be that bad, and I just march on in.
Lou and Herschel will bring up the rear, going into this chamber. In this part of the chamber, it is a bunch of shelves that are built into the wall, just stacked and stacked with books, varying colors, but all incredibly old. Well cared for, because they're here in a very climate controlled space, so they aren't decaying, but they're very worn despite that. And you probably get a sense that whatever this thing is, it lives here and probably doesn't have a lot to entertain itself. The snake will head over to a section of shelving, and its tail flicks up and pulls a book off the shelf. It lands in the coil, and the coils ripple to drop it on the floor gently, so not damaged. And she'll start using the tip of her tail to flick through pages.
Well, I see you've got horns. That's not exactly sure what that... Look, you're going to have to help me a little further. What exactly is your prophecy?
Things and stuff and stuff.
He's apparently going to end the world.
If I marry the king... I was involved in a prophecy where the youngest child of the Kingdom of Light marries in the, Kingdom of the Dark. The world will come to an end. So I can't exactly marry him. And I'm finding out that I have these things that are going on. Like, I can absorb the powers of gods and give them to other people.
This snake, we can go ahead and call her what she is. She is a Naga.
A Naga.
A Naga. She is... Genshi, you are also paladin, yes?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say, if you want to use one of your divine senses, or even if you don't really want to use it, your divine sense would go off this big snake, but this big snake is a celestial.
I probably wouldn't use a divine sense just because she's not giving me creepy vibes. So I'm not concerned that she's going to try and kill us at the moment.
Yeah. Well, let's just go ahead and say you get a general sense that she's
powerful.
Powerful. You've felt this kind of energy before. There's something vaguely reminiscent of Herschel in this feeling as well. Just because of history stuff. She's going to look over to Genji. I'm so sorry. You asked my name.
Oh, that was me.
I'm Celestine.
Celestine. Oh, that it's very nice to meet you. My name is Genji.
Genji.
Yes.
As she's talking, her tail is flipping through more pages. I thought for sure it was this one. Nope. And she goes to grab another book off of a shelf. And is flipping through some more.
Do you need help finding something?
There's just so many.
I know, that's why I'm asking. I've got hands, I can help you, and I can climb things really fast.
Oh, that's such a kind offer. But I think I... this one, I think. And she quickly glances over the book. So you ran away.
Mm-hmm.
How is your adventure going so far?
It has its ups and downs, but I met some really cool people. I motion my hands around to them.
I wave again.
Oh, shucks, says Herschel. Celestine will nod at everybody. I see. I think these are also mentioned in your prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
She will bring up her tail and rest her head against it. There's so many prophecies, you see. It was so hard to tell who would possibly be at my cave. Not many make it this far. She eyes you a little bit. I sense this has been a burden on your shoulders.
A bit.
Have you seen him? He has horns.
He's always had those.
No, he hasn't.
Of course he has. You just didn't see them. And she will boop your nose with the tip of her tail.
Scrunch my nose. How can somebody have something, but they can't be seen? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, Lou saw them.
That's true, I've seen them before.
So how come they just became all more apparatable, more apparent?
Well, I mean, the last time I saw him was with Squall. I think it has something to do with the god magic.
Oh, more of the heebie-jeebie god stuff.
Yeah, more heebie-jeebie god stuff.
Well then, so what do we do now? Oh, I got a question for you, Mrs. Celestine Lady. We're looking for a key.
Oh yes, of course. That's what I'm here for.
So do you know what these keys do and why bad guys are after them?
Well, the main thing they do is give you access to the weavers.
Oh.
To request a wish of them. A lot of people want access to the keys for whatever their own purposes are. To become rich. More often to become powerful.
Have they ever been all found and used before?
No.
Oh.
I've never let the key in my possession leave.
Do you think it's a good idea if we just leave it here with her, or should we take it? Because, like, if no one's gotten it before, and we found out that even the god of creation can't even get in here to get it.
Did he try?
Mm-hmm.
He did, yeah.
She's gonna look over at Gyro.
Oh, that's my little buddy.
I see. Well, she gets closer to Gyro. You couldn't have made it this far if you were still loyal to him. And she'll look at everybody else.
Still loyal to who?
To Genesis.
Oh, you mean that person that's in my head sometimes?
She's gonna get very close to your face and look really intently in your eyes, like she is scanning your soul.
I just open my eyes really, really wide and stare back. Your eyes are pretty.
Oh, thank you. Your eyes, she tilts her head, look like coffee.
It's like in my blood.
She will back up a little bit. Yes, I see he has spoken to you. And you served him well, young Genshi.
Do you have a way of making him not in my head?
I don't.
Oh. Does Ro?
Well, I don't think so.
Oh.
But I might know who could.
That'd be nice. Because I really don't like him. Because like he made our little rock friend. And little rock friend, he was really sad. And then Ro made him really happy. So I just feel like he's not a very good person if he just makes things on a whim for absolutely no reason.
Celestine, and what would normally be very creepy to see on a snake, she smiles wide.
Please don't eat me.
Young Genshi, that's exactly what we needed to hear, I think.
That you're going to eat me?
Yeah, she rears back and laughs a little bit at that.
No, no, that you're mad or upset that he left your friend all alone.
Well, yeah, nobody should be alone. I was alone for a while, and then Lou found me. Now I'm not alone anymore, and nobody should be alone. Except for maybe him. He should be alone. He's a jackass.
She's gonna look at everybody again.
If you want to take the key, that is your choice. Only those who have a prophecy can enter here. And it is my discretion if you leave with the key or not. But I will leave it up to you.
She looks over at Ro.
This is a heavy burden. Having the key will only increase the target on your now shinier head.
Well, I've learned that any god that comes for me or anyone I care about, I can handle, and it's getting stronger.
But my friend, what about those who aren't gods? How will you fare against them?
The Unseen. Do you know about the Unseen? Is there a prophecy about them?
There is no prophecy about the Unseen. But I do see them going through other prophecies.
That's a lot of C's.
I didn't want to say it.
But I did already.
Trying to consciously drag out my S's is obnoxious.
I can handle whatever comes at me. I've already made it this far.
And I can help. And you will too, Herschel, right? You're going to help, right?
Of course I'm going to help.
Good.
He's going to step forward a little bit and she'll look him up and down.
There's something so familiar about you.
And he'll shift side to side as she stares at him, and then her eyes widen.
Are you part of our blood?
His eyes will flash involuntarily. It doesn't happen very often. He normally is masking his eyes to look like normal, but they will glow a golden color with no pupil.
You are.
Herschel, did you just go god mode?
Herschel, you need to stop stealing my gold. That's my theme, buddy.
Oh, it's not like, yours is like molten gold. His is just like a shiny light gold. Different kind. Different kind. He shakes his head a little bit and they go back to how they normally look.
My mother is Rawaya.
Celestine will straighten up a little bit.
It is nice to see family.
Herschel, I think this is your aunt.
Herschel's going to be very uncomfortable about all of this. But for Celestine, she'll explain a little bit so I don't have to explain it, that she's a Naga and Rawaya, Herschel's mother, is an Illend who is like a half snake, half woman with big wings. So they aren't like sisters or anything. And Celestine has been in this cave for so long that even if they were like directly blood related, it would be so far distant. But this is the closest thing that she has experienced to like a family reunion. She doesn't get many visitors.
Sounds to me like we should break out the good whiskey.
If I take the key, would that give you a chance to be free? No longer being the guardian. So you don't have to stay here.
You could come and go as freely.
Looks at you kindly. That's very sweet. But my duty is here. I am still a guardian. Maybe not of a key. But all of this, and she gestures to all of the books that are lining the wall. Every book is full of prophecies. And as much as having a prophecy can feel like a very big burden, to see that there are so many of them makes it feel a little less like the entire universe is on your shoulders. No one else has ever made it this far to looking for a key. Or if they have, they've left empty-handed. She's also going to look over at Lou and Herschel, but then back at Lou.
I would not normally entrust the key to you, Hullavit Fahak. But in this case, it might work.
Lou looks kind of awkward and shifts from side to side and glances at Herschel.
But don't you think that's a big risk?
Celestine will tilt her head.
Yes. But you wouldn't have gotten this far if you didn't take some risks. I'll let all of you discuss what you want to do.
I have one last question for you, Celestine, before we kind of go in our little group huddle. So we know that there's some bad people that are out for the key. And you know that Ro has a prophecy to fulfill, potentially collect these keys in essence. My question to you, are there bad people who are part of this prophecy that would be able to gain access to your cave in the same way that Ro just did and potentially forcefully take the key from you?
No.
So there's no way anybody else could ever come and get this key.
I wouldn't go that far, but it would be difficult. They would have to have the blessing of the weavers.
I take it that's a pretty hard thing to get.
Yes and no.
She gestures to the wall again.
Many have the blessing. Very few know to use it.
She'll look around like, are there any other questions? And then if not, she will slither through the columns to give everybody some space to discuss.
Well, if we take the key, we could just be handing it to the bad guys.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. It's like, yeah. The bad guys clearly can't get in here to get the key. We already know that, you know, God of creation, Genesis, he needed me to get the key. Hey, Celestine, am I in a prophecy?
She will slither back and stare you down a little bit.
Do you really want to know?
Oh, yeah, because like my question now comes, and I've got my head's kind of going a little woo. Why did Genesis want me, of all people, to go and hunt down this key if I couldn't even get through the damn door in the first place?
Because you're connected to Lou and Lou is connected to me.
Ah, that does make sense. But yeah, I kind of do want to know if I have a prophecy. I was like, maybe there's something more I'm supposed to be doing with myself.
I mean, there's always more that you can do.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go taste all the coffee in the world.
She looks over at Ro.
Kenshi's wasn't chosen because of you. Don't be so egotistical. Genshi, there are spots of you in these books.
I'm in a bunch of books?
You appear in many stories.
And here I thought I was just a dirty raccoon dog.
Never.
Wow, I've got tales and adventures. Gyra, we're going to be busy.
And then she's going to dip back out again. Okay, look. I have an option. I don't know if it's a good option. And Lou looks over at Herschel, who gives her a nod. Yeah, like a, yeah, go ahead and say it. You know how I have that other job? The one that just, like, it seems like I forgot all about and just started working on and getting all the stuff from the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because I forgot. It's more like I'm on call. And I got a call. And she will very uncomfortably shift her collar down and, like, unbutton it, her shirt a little bit. By her collarbone, by her heart, there is a red scale.
Like a dragon scale?
Are you going to give me a perception check?
I am now.
Or like a justice scale or a weight scale.
14.
Like a dragon scale. It is red.
And what exactly are you supposed to do for that?
Well, in exchange for not eating me and Herschel, we said we would help get things to add to a summer home. A vacation home.
A dragon horde.
Maybe.
And she's twisting her fingers a little bit.
Things that are magic are preferred. And that's why these little trinkets, and she like shakes her bag that jumbles a little bit, are good because they're magic, but they're little and they do things people don't care about. And they were just in a junk shop. So anything with a little magic makes it a little bit better. I imagine that would have a lot, and it would be protected.
Genshi's face starts to give a sign of recognition after you're saying all these things, and his jaw drops. Are you thinking about giving this key to a red dragon?
I mean, it would be protected, and it wouldn't be here anymore.
But then how would we ever get it back?
Do we need it?
Well, we might. Because what if we need it to make Ro not all oogie boogie god steely Superman?
Then she sort of is like, she looks at the little scale and she's like, she tries to like hover it up like she's trying to earmuff something.
Then we talk to Ulrich.
Genshi, Ulrich is a familiar name to you. You will remember him because I don't expect you to remember if I even ever told you.
No.
Un moment. So many papers. Just kidding. Wait, is he? No, yes. Sorry. So many things. We spent some time in a very big city in Mavis. We sort of figured it was going to be a very big city, and if you were awkward or out of place, everyone here is kind of awkward and out of place. Basically like the LA of Mavis.
Okay.
Mavis, LA.
Yeah. So
it's Vegas.
The first person that we made friends with in that town was named Ulrich Fireheart. He was a retired barbarian. He had fought in war, had witnessed a lot of his companions die. I just realized he needed to embrace life, so he was going on his own little quest. He and Herschel shared a room for a while. Not in a sexy way, just like Herschel was learning from him a little bit. That's where he first was starting to learn how to be a paladin.
Okay.
Yeah, so we spent a lot of time with Ulrich. And when we left town, Ulrich came with us and was with us when you stayed behind with Liberty.
Okay.
So all of this happened sometime after we said goodbye to you.
Because I recognize the name Ulrich, but I don't recognize it as a red dragon. Okay. Let's see if I put two and two together. Nope. Okay. I remember the name. I rolled a natural one. I do not piece it together at all.
Love it.
So I sit back and I think, and I'm like, all right. No, I couldn't be the same person. He was a human. And this is a dragon. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Herschel looks at you and leans in. Ulrich got a new job.
Does he work for Scary Red Dragon too?
Yeah.
You work for Scary Red Dragon?
I mean, me and Lou are kind of a package deal.
Well, you're not wrong there. Ro, I guess you didn't know about Scary Red Dragon, eh?
No, and I guess that's my own fault for not asking, but, I mean, would she have told me?
Lou looks a little bashful. I've never told anyone. I don't know if I would have before. I would have at some point. With everything going on, and you had your own things, talking about a dragon who lives in Mavis didn't seem like it was, I don't know, pertinent.
Ro walks over to her and grabs her little tiny hands, her little tiny man hands. Why wouldn't it be pertinent? You're basically a slave to somebody else.
It's not that bad. Oh, that sounds awful, but honestly,
if he was paying you, it would be one thing, but in exchange for your life, you have eternal servitude? I don't know about you, but in my books, that's the definition of slave.
It's not that bad. Look, we never negotiated the terms of the contract.
That's even worse. That means that this red dragon could just swoop down and take you at any time and be like, you didn't give me a goblet. I'm going to eat you now.
Look, maybe I've explained all of this really bad. She looks at Herschel like, oh my God, please help me. And he just like shrugs and like, you do, you got to talk about it. Look, the whole thing was my idea, okay? It was my idea. He never actually, I don't think he ever was going to eat us. If I'm honest, but in the moment I was scared, and I didn't want to lose Herschel, because he had sworn that he was going to protect me, and I didn't want him to do something stupid, and try and take on a big red dragon by himself, and Ulrich was there, and Ulrich had already seen so much fighting, and I didn't want that to be what happened.
Well, I can't fault you for wanting to protect your friends. I probably would have done the same thing. I mean, hell, I agreed to find a key for some ancient god that calls himself the Creator. Pretty pompous, I think.
Big time pompous.
So, we got two options, you said. One is to give it to Scary Red Dragon and hope to God that he just, you know, holds on to it and nobody tries to, like, steal from him. It's like, I remember hearing a story about, you know, this dragon that had this really, really scary gem, and a bunch of dwarves were protecting it or trying to get it back. And they used to hobbit, and they managed to get it back from them. So, like, that could happen to the red dragon, too.
It could.
You're saying a halfling would go and get into the dragon horde?
Possible. They're sneaky.
And so small, says the dwarf. It's not the greatest idea.
I guess the other question is, would this red dragon, you know, they are ancient and, you know, smart and they like magic. What if he tries to go and get all the rest of the keys? Which, I mean, like, wouldn't really be that bad of a thing, because then he'd, like, fight all the bad guys for us.
It's true.
Could be funny to watch.
I mean, he might. He probably doesn't know about the keys now. So, I don't know if giving him one key is going to make him know about the others.
Are you gonna tell him about it?
Don't tell him a lot of stuff.
So he just randomly takes whatever?
I mean, that's what dragons do.
I don't even really see him very often, if I'm honest. I haven't been doing this that long, and he's not in Mavis very frequently. I'm more that I get a call that he's coming, and then Ulrich meets me somewhere, and I hand stuff off.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one option.
Hmm?
Debatably. Other option is we shove it in Rose's backside, and he just does heebie-jeebie god stuff to protect it. And then we protect him from the normal people.
I would prefer not to have anything shoved in my backside, thank you very much.
Well, like your backpack or your back pocket, you know, somewhere safe.
We all know what you meant, Genji.
Maybe we can get you like an extra planar pocket and you can stick it in there and only you can access it. I've heard of those things.
I mean, on one hand, I think it would come in handy just in case if anything should happen.
Or option three, we leave it here.
Option four, I take it and run away.
Or option four, Genji takes it and runs away.
I mean, I can hide pretty good. Then again, I do have a marker for me from the Unseen, and they know that I took the scroll.
But if we take it, they won't know where it is.
This is true.
So even if they did get in here, or found a way to get in here...
They wouldn't know who took it.
I mean, I'm sure our snake friends would probably... tell, but...
Hey, Celestine?
Yes? Have you made a decision?
No, just more questions.
She's gonna come over and just coil up because she's like, well, obviously giving you space is irrelevant.
Yeah, no, come be part of the conversation. When's the last time you had a good drink?
Of what?
Anything.
I don't think... coffee will do me any good.
Oh, no, I was thinking more like this, and I pull out, like, a magnificent bottle of brandy and, like, put it on my lap. I'm like, we're doing some magical stuff here. We might as well have a good drink to celebrate the occasion of, you know, talking to people for probably the first time in a very long time. And my other question is, if we do take the key from you, are you going to tell people?
Well... it would depend on what people were asking.
Can we just ask you not to tell people and you not tell people? I'll leave you this bottle of brandy.
She'll eye up the brandy and use her tail to just take a little sip of it.
It's the good stuff.
And then she puts it back down.
I've never had that before.
Well, I'll make you a deal. If we do decide to take the key... and I'm pretty sure we are going to decide to take the key. We're deciding to take the key?
They're just drugs.
Well, if we decide to take the key, you can keep the brandy. If you promise not to tell people that we have the key. Better yet, you tell them someone else took the key.
She looks at the brandy, looks at you, puts the cork back in it. Pushes the brandy over to you.
I've lived this long without your spirits. I don't need them, Genji.
Oh, nobody needs them, but they certainly feel nice when you have a couple drinks.
It's not for me, I don't think.
Well, okay.
I have to be aware of what's happening.
Well, I'm not saying drink the whole bottle. I'm just saying to have a little sip here and there, to have a nice little taste on your lips.
Ro is just pacing back and forth, trying to decide what to do.
Yeah, I think Celestine will be, like, hunkered down with Genji.
Genji, look. If anyone who isn't supposed to be here comes in, I won't tell them anything. I am a guardian. They can kill me, and I will say nothing.
Well, that's all I can ask of you.
But?
Oh, there's no more buts. What?
There are an awful lot of prophecies here.
But this is the most important one.
Genji.
Okay.
Importance is relative.
It feels the most important because you're in it.
Well, no, it feels the most important because he might end the damn world.
I mean, if there's all these other prophecies...
So might a thousand.
So other people could do it. I mean, I'm sure this isn't the first time that it's happened. It's probably just the first time we're aware of it happening.
That does make sense.
So many prophecies need so many things to line up. If you had never seen your prophecy, would it have ever come true?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because the world would have ended.
I think we need to explore this. You know what? We'll take the key. In exchange, he reaches into his bag and he's like, nope, not that. Goes a little further. Nope, not that. Nope, give me a sec. Okay, I think I got it. And he pulls up a string. Okay, give me a sec. And he's like pulling out a string and it's really long. And he keeps pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. I swear there's something at the end of it. Just give me a sec. And he pulls out like this stack of books, like 10, 12 books. I'm sure all you've seen is the prophecies. And if no one's ever been here, I mean, you can have these.
She looks at you and looks at the books.
And because if I take the key, you'll still stay where you are. I at least want you to have a little bit of a taste of the outside world. I mean, it's through my lens, so it's a little bit skewed, but it's at least something.
She smiles and pulls the books close.
I didn't need anything in exchange, but your gift is very appreciated, Luzrov.
You can call me Ro. I think we're friends.
Good. Now, before I can give you the key, Genshi.
Yes?
There is something that must be done.
Don't make me have another bath.
No soap.
Ah.
Ro?
Why
don't you come with me?
Okay.
Lou, Herschel. Your friend may need you.
And Celestine will head off in a direction further into the cavern. It looks like there's a wall there. Like, it's just this big round area. But she keeps going. Like she's going right through a wall. And you're able to go with her into basically like a pocket dimension that's tacked on to this big cave. And there's a bunch more things in here, little trinkets, things. She's not just protecting the key. There's other things in here too, from other prophecies, that if people found their prophecy and went looking for her and they came here, she could give them the thing they needed. And there's a few pedestals and whatever that are empty, that people have been here, have gotten their things. For the most part, pretty full. Not many people looking into their prophecies, realizing their prophecies are about them, and then doing something about it. And she will usher you over to an area that has an elaborate glass case, and in the middle is hovering a very sparkly, shiny. Are you sure this is what you want?
Mm-hmm.
Then it is yours for the taking.
And she will just step back.
Then I poke the glass. How do I get it out?
As you poke the glass, with every, like, just a light little tap, the glass shatters, splinters, and, like, within, like, three taps, all of it has shattered. But instead of it falling down to the ground, it all flies up in the air, and then swirls around and falls back down as, what's a fun thing for it to fall down as? As confetti.
Shards of glass. Oh my god, I'm
no.
not.
No, little star confetti.
Okay. Well, that wasn't so scary. And I reach out and I grab the key. So, if there's lots of prophecies and people have lots of prophecy things, why can this connect to the weavers that created the world? Is there other things like this then? Like, that other people have that can do the same thing?
Do you want to know a secret?
Yes.
Everything is connected to the Weavers.
That's so boring of an explanation, and I kind of figured put two and two together, but thanks.
In terms of things that are so magic, people will fight for them. When you tell a story, and the story gets bigger and bigger as it's passed down, that thing gets more and more significance. The magic behind it grows, becomes more powerful. Enough people have looked for these keys to make them powerful. If someone were to look for one of these other objects,
and she just gestures wherever with her tail,
it might be able to do something similar. A lot of the things here are tied to one of the forces. The keys are tied to all three. But truthfully, people don't care. Until they do.
Just like me, not wanting to get married, even though it was my duty.
She snorts or sniffs a little bit at that.
Duty schmooty.
I know, but if I didn't, it could cause a war, and one life is not worth thousands.
There are so many things in the world, Ro. The eventuality of the world ending from marrying King Callum was never immediate.
Great. So I just did all this for absolutely goddamn nothing.
No, not for nothing. If you didn't know of the prophecy, you wouldn't know how to stop it. You wouldn't know what he was capable of. And that the world was held in the balance. You acted quickly, and you've learned a lot. But if you had to, the Ro here before me is not the same Ro who would have married Callum in the prophecy. I don't think it would come true anymore, because you know to fight it.
True. I know you're trying to make me feel better by telling me that there's prophecies of other people, which should in some way make me feel that there's other people going through the same things that I do. And yes, it sounds a little egotistical, and it comes from the fact that, like, yeah, prophecy makes you sound so important to find out that you're not. Do you still keep trying?
If you can do something to help the world, and you don't, are you a bad person?
Well, yes.
So if you've come this far, and you stop...
Then I have to shut my mouth, put on my big boy pants, and continue to go on.
There you go.
Well, I'm not still happy about it, but still. I hope you enjoy the books. I hope I am not making the wrong choice. And I really hope one day I'll get to see you again out of this cave. I know you're a guardian, but could we find you to be a guardian of something else? You know, like maybe kids? Daycare?
She shudders a little bit.
With all those sticky fingers using me like a slide? No, thank you.
How about a librarian? I know a place that could use one.
Librarian, I would be more amenable to.
Well, once all this stuff is over and I'm sure the world won't end, maybe I'll come back and see if I can hire you and put you in a good place instead of this cave.
She smiles, and in a very, I imagine it has to be so weird and creepy to see the snake head like right here. She'll give you a little like kiss on the cheek as she does. You feel a weird magic ripple starting. It originates at the kiss on your cheek and like spreads over and out across your whole body. And as you're engulfed in this feeling, you hear a voice in your head.
Well, hello there, bro.
Hi.
I know you're on track for one particular prophecy, but I think we both know there's more to you than this prophecy.
Yes, you're right.
You, Ro, hold a great deal of me and my sister.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Not many people can hold on to the power of a god. Do not question for a moment that we have given you that gift for greater things in this world. The magic coursing through you gets stronger every day. Take time to learn it and get to know me better.
You got it. Taika?
Oh, you hear like a little chuckle in your head.
Nice to formally meet you.
Your grace? He does a little curtsy. He's unsure what to do.
She giggles again.
Not necessary, but appreciate it. I look forward to working more with you.
And with you. Thank you for this trusted blessing. I'll try to do right by it.
I believe in you.
Another voice ripples in.
And so do I.
Trying to come up with God voices on the fly. Not great.
The hippos are in your head.
No, the hippos aren't in my head, but this is a voice from a different character. So it was a weird choice, but
it
whatever.
Was a weird choice. Is that Hara?
It is.
Because Hara totally sounds like a Russian name. Well, it's also a pleasure to meet you as well. And he does the same, like, curtsy.
It is good to be recognized. We don't get it very often.
Well, it'll be my pleasure to recognize you and your sisters as you have done so much.
We are hoping you will help us to right something that has been wrong for a while.
I'll do what I can.
Until then.
And the magic dissipates, and you find yourself still stuck in that weird curtsy pose in front of Naga. I'm sorry, in front of Celestine, the Naga. And then we're going to cut over to Genji.
Lou looks over at Genji.
This is all feeling very ominous.
It's a little spooky.
Yeah, I don't know that I love it.
Well, not much we can really do about it. I'm assuming he's okay, but...
Genji, I'm really worried for you.
For me? Nah, I'll be okay. I got Gyro.
I know, but Celestine said that you would need your friends. What's happening?
Well, for what she said, I'm in a bunch of prophecies, so that means I'm probably going to be a very busy man.
Doing what?
I don't know, but I'm sure I'll figure it out.
I mean, you'd think she could at least, like, point you at a book.
Well, could always ask her when she gets back.
I suppose.
Maybe not a book, but, like, a specific location or direction would be nice.
As you're saying, a specific location or direction would be nice.
I'm so sorry. I'm not very good at this.
Is that a new voice in my head?
It's not just in your head, Genji. Cavern seems to almost be ringing with the new voice.
Oh, okay, good. I'm getting really tired of just having random voices in my head. Hi, who are you?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Rai.
Rai. Oh, I think I just... Ro is saying things about... You're one of the Weavers.
I am.
That's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you too, Genji. And little Gyro.
Ah, my little buddy.
And your friends. Hello, Lou. Hello, Herschel. I feel like you're old friends.
Yeah, we're pretty good. Are you to help me for a prophecy?
Genchi, I'm actually wondering if you can help me.
I can try.
You see, Genesis was born out of all of us, little bits of all of us. But he really, along the way...
turned into a dick?
You could say that, I guess. He didn't care about me anymore. He made the devils and filled them full of entropy and chaos. And he made the celestials and he filled them full of magic and life. And then he made everybody else. But he forgot to care about them.
Apparently. Kind of like looked down at Gyro, kind of forebodingly.
He stopped worrying about how his new creations felt, or giving them a purpose, or even acknowledging that they had souls anymore. He didn't treat the creations on this world like something to be valued and cherished. He treated them as disposable, and only there for his playing, like he was doing to you.
I was gonna say, that's kind of how I felt. Until I met, Lou. How can I help you?
I need someone to be my emissary. Genchi.
Does that mean that Cranky Pants isn't gonna be in my head anymore?
No, he won't be there anymore.
Well, that'd be nice.
I can't protect you from him, Genchi.
That's okay. I think Ro can.
If I'm honest, I don't think he'll care one way or the other.
Well, that just makes it even easier of a decision for me to make.
He's not a very good being.
No.
He's great disappointment when all is said and done. He's left so many things in this world with no direction and nowhere to go.
Do you want me to find them all?
I do. I want you to go find them.
See, Gyro, I told you, we're going to have a serious adventure on our hands. So does that mean, like, we're going to get, like, badges and, like, t-shirts and, like, hand them out to all the little people and have all the little people follow me around? We're going to... I'm not a cult, am I?
You're not a cult, Genchi.
Okay.
Do you remember when Lou found you?
Yeah.
And how alone you felt?
Yeah.
And that you needed somebody to help you feel human? Or like a person?
I needed a hug.
There's a lot of things out there that need hugs.
I can do that.
I need to learn that they're people. And that they're important.
I can do that.
And that they're loved.
Are you going to help me along the way?
If you let me.
I would love to let you. I think I can do this for you.
Good.
I think this is a great thing that I can do. This feels like something only I can do.
It is. No one else knows like you do, Genchi.
And Gyro. Please stop talking, Gyro. We're going to get you a voice box.
We'll work on that.
Yeah. Where should I start?
I know it's a scary place, but there are some right here in the Black Forest.
You don't mean the skeletons?
No, not the skeletons.
Oh god, they were creepy.
No, there's some other creatures there. Ones that aren't quite as scary.
Okay. Will I know them when I see them?
You will. Any of the creatures that need your help. Chris, give me a color.
Purple.
Will shimmer like a purple beacon. And the light will get stronger as you get towards them.
I can do this for you.
Good. I'm so glad to have you on my side, Genchi.
You know, I think I was always on your side. I just didn't know it yet.
You were. I've been watching and caring for you for a long time.
I can believe it.
The voice ripples a little bit.
Thank you for finding him and bringing him to me. It would have been harder any other way.
And she, like, a little purple ripples, like, dances around Lou for a second and then vanishes.
Oh, she wasn't talking to me. She was talking to you. I kept forgetting that she wasn't actually just, like, in my head. She was, like, vibrating in the caves.
Yeah, Lou smiles, and then she looks over at you, and tears start to well up a little bit.
Aw, Lou, don't cry for me. I'll be good.
I know he'll be good, Genshi, but I'm gonna miss you an awful lot.
Well, don't miss me too much, because if you need me, you always know where to find me. Just look for the broken people. I'll be there.
The purple magic will come. You are engulfed in the purple magic.
And just before the purple energy takes me, and as I'm saying my goodbyes, I walk up to Lou, and I give her one of the biggest, warmest embraces that I've ever given to her. Full mantle wing spread out with a massive embrace, and I whisper in her ear one last time, you know I'm always with you. You know you're never alone. If you ever need me, all you have to do is call. I'll be there. I'll find my way. We made it once, made it twice, make it the third time. I go up to Herschel. Stay strong. Keep that chin up. Don't let anybody get you down. Look after these group. They need you, buddy. I walk up to Ro, and I look at Ro like, hey, buddy.
Hi.
I grab both sides of your cheeks, and I freaking give you a big kiss, grab your butt, and then I spin and leave.
I love that.
Just as I'm just fading out, I look back. You're not gonna end the world. You're gonna save it.
Rai helped transport you into the Black Forest, close to where your first, well now second, saved soul is waiting.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Pot Rod. Thank you to our lovely friend Chris from the Chaos Den.
It has been my pleasure.
It has been fun. I hope Genshi has fun adventures while he's away.
Oh, I have some writing to do.
Damn right you do.
Good. All right. Thanks, everyone. I'm crying like an idiot, so that means it's time to stop this.
Okay. All right.
We love you.
We do.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Take care. Brace the chaos. Roll those dice and have a good time.
Thank you all for listening.
Hit subscribe to continue with us on our journey into the unknown.
And if you liked what you heard today, please consider rating us 5 stars. If you include your name you'd like us to use in your review, we'll give you a shout out at the end of one of our episodes.
And if you have anything you want to talk to us about, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is joinpartyof2@gmail.com, and that's joinpartyof2.
You can also find us on Instagram under username joinpartyof2. That is joinpartyof2 with 2. Bye.
Bye.